If there's one common theme in the way Maya Brandt does things, it's that she always goes her own way. That's what her mother, Radhika Shah, said with a grin as she watched her 18-year-old daughter blazing at 100 miles per hour down the straightaway at the North Carolina Center for Automotive Research on Sunday in a vehicle that she herself modified to be a race car.
But she's come a long way. Just one of those, like, she's just a go-getter.
While Shah naturally worries about her daughter engaging in such risky activities, she's proud of the ways she has learned to focus her energy and spirit.
I worry about her high adrenaline, just her high energy. When she was young, I worried a lot. Now that I see her channeling it in the right direction, I think, you know, the only thing that I worry about now is the danger of these sorts of things.
Indeed, this drive wasn't just fun adrenaline seeking. The occasion was Bill's Race, an event to raise charity and awareness for Parkinson's disease. And it was personal for Brandt, whose longtime horseback riding trainer, Juliana Zunda, has been diagnosed with the condition. Brandt took inspiration from a charity project called Racing for ALS.
Well, I wanted to do something similar to what that ALS nonprofit was doing, so I decided to do raising awareness for Parkinson's. I saw an opportunity to create, like, my own thing. My horseback riding trainer knows about this project. She's really proud of me for it. It's a great cause, and it means a lot to me.
Over the 6 years Zunda has known and coached Brandt, she's developed a deeply maternal relationship with the teenager.
I was totally in tears because I had no idea. I had no idea she was doing that. I had no idea that, you know, I was the inspiration for that. And, yeah, it's quite amazing. I mean, and that is what's so incredible about Maya, because, like with the horse, when she sets her mind to it, she can go so focused and she can get so amazing in execution that is just, you know, fabulous.
The car itself is a 2009 Honda Fit, which Brandt chose because it's a relatively cheaper car to rebuild. The process of modifying it involved months of tasks such as replacing the suspension, building the brakes, replacing the front axles, wiring a kill switch, installing a roll cage, and too many others to individually count. Brandt worked closely with her dad, Michael Brandt, who himself races cars at Virginia International Raceway, and who instilled in his daughter her longtime fascination with fast cars. Brandt organized a fundraiser and sponsors to cover the costs. The money left over from donations, as well as money earned from eventually renting out and selling the car, will go to the Parkinson's Foundation. She hopes it will be about $3,000 to $5,000. One of the sponsors was Chapel Hill Tire, which helped her mount the tires, wheel bearings, and studs on the car. Aaron Markham, the manager of the auto shop's Fordham Boulevard location, was impressed by Brandt's initiative.
I just think it's really awesome to see, like, a young person that's that interested in racing and wanting to do all that on her own. It's pretty cool.
The event on Sunday wasn't a competitive race, but a series of practice runs. Going forward, Brandt plans to obtain a racing license in November and start racing competitively. After graduating from high school next spring, she plans to study mechanical engineering in college. Eventually, she wants to engineer and build cars that are easier for people whose physical conditions make it difficult to drive, using her elderly grandfather as an example.
So just like creating things that make that easier for people so that they can still enjoy the freedom of life. Because, like, I know what it feels like to be, like, people are telling you, no, you can't do this because you can't do it yourself. But, like, allowing them to have that freedom for longer, even when their bodies aren't letting them. Yeah, trying to find solutions for that.
She said working on this race car has accelerated her interest in these ideas.
Through this project, I've really found that, like, this is something that I enjoy. Like, engineering for a purpose and not just to engineer stuff, it's a lot more gratifying. Like, it's really nice to hear the cars go fast, but it's also nice to know that you're helping somebody who needs it, who can't help themselves.
If you want to donate to Brandt's fundraiser for Parkinson's, check out our story on chapelbro.com to find the link. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Crosby.